Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy to be your host here at Studio Classroom. Now, here's my question for you. Do you ever notice the different designs around your city? Do you know how much energy and creativity it takes to make a city look good? Well, the title of today's lesson is World Design Capital 2016, Taipei. Yes, we're going to learn about something that has a very long title here. Okay, are you ready for it? It's like this. The International Council of Societies of Industrial Design. Yes, there it is. And another question we're going to maybe try to answer is, why Taipei? Why was Taipei selected to host this year? Well, you'll find out. So let's get started.
World Design Capital 2016, Taipei. Unique design elements can be discovered around the city. More than 50% of the world's people now live in urban areas. For most, a move to the city usually means better jobs and greater opportunities. Yet, for city leaders, population growth creates new challenges. Introducing ICSID, an agency with a plan. The International Council of Societies of Industrial Design, ICSID, promotes industrial design as the answer to many urban problems. ICSID began the World Design Capital, WDC, program in 2008. The project honors metropolitan areas that have used design effectively to improve the social, cultural, and economic life of their residents.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 Council 这个名词。 Council 在这里是指委员会。 例如, the exhibition was sponsored by a local arts council. 这项展览是由一个地方性的艺术委员会所主办的。或者是, the program was developed by the National Safety Council. 这个计划是由国家安全协会所研发的。 Council也指议会, 例如, the city council has decided to implement this new law next year. 市议会决定这个新的法令明年再实施。继续我们看的是 metropolitan 这个形容词, metropolitan是指大都市的或者是都会的。例如, the entire Chicago metropolitan area was affected by the blackout. 整个芝加哥大都会区都受到这次停电的影响。 或者是 the movie demonstrated the metropolitan glamour of New York City. 这部电影展现出纽约大都会的魅力。如果把字尾的 politan 拿掉的话, metro 可以指地铁。例如 Irene took the metro to the museum. Irene 搭地铁到博物馆。Thank
you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, this is exciting. Taipei is the World Design Capital in 2016. Yay!
Yay, Taipei! This is actually pretty exciting, I would have to say.
Well, Rebecca, speaking of world design capitals and designs, have you ever been to a city where you looked around and thought, wow, this city has really cool designs?
Gabe, I was hoping that you were going to ask me that.
Oh, really?
And actually, I have. Now, this city might surprise you. Are you ready?
I'm ready for a surprise, Rebecca.
So, the city that I saw some really unique designs and great architecture is Kansas City!
Whoa! I'm so surprised! Kansas City?
Wow,
what do you mean?
Well, Kansas City is a smaller town out in the middle of nowhere, in my opinion. At least the state is. And the designs, the buildings, the architecture is actually quite incredible. It kind of has a Hispanic or Mexican flair to it.
Interesting. Well, friends, have you ever been to a city around the world, somewhere where you looked around and you thought, these buildings have a really cool design, or something about the city was designed in a really interesting way. Well, Taipei is that city for 2016. It will be the World Design Capital. We're going to learn a little more about that. But what's the first thing we read about here, Rebecca?
Well, we read unique design elements can be discovered around the city. More than 50% of the world's people now live in urban areas. And you see this word urban. We want to take some time and talk about this word. Urban just means that, or it relates to a city or a town.
Now there's another word in this section. You see it here on the screen. Yes, metropolitan. Metropolitan and urban, often we can use these words in the same way. But usually I think of metropolitan maybe as spreading out beyond the city limits and including the greater city area. Okay, so maybe like for if you're talking about Taipei, it might be New Taipei City included in that metropolitan area. So urban and metropolitan all have to do with the city, and they are adjectives.
That's right. And sometimes you might see this word metropolitan in front of the word museum. Did you know that there was a metropolitan museum just around the corner?
That's really interesting, Rebecca, because there's a famous museum called the Met, which is short for Metropolitan Museum.
You
are. Is that what you're thinking of?
Absolutely right, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know?
Well, friends, think of other ways that you can use these words. We're here learning about urban areas, and we read, for most, a move to the city usually means better jobs and greater opportunities. Yet for city leaders, population growth creates new challenges. Okay, so any city that is growing and there are more and more people, there will be more challenges for the city leaders.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, introducing ICSID, an agency with a plan. The International Council of Societies of Industrial Design, ICSID, promotes industrial design as the answer to many urban problems.
Rebecca, are you sure you're pronouncing that correctly?
Well, no, I'm not.
ICSID? Maybe it's ICSID.
It could be ICSID.
Well, I guess we'll discuss that in a moment. But first, let's take a look at this phrase, the answer to something. Okay, this is basically just saying it's the solution to a problem. So, for example, some people think that a smartphone is the answer to all of your problems. It can help you in so many ways.
That's right. Well, now, Gabe, you mentioned this word, ICSID, ICSID.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, which is the correct way to pronounce it?
You know, I think that Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud. Let's go there now.
Any shortened form of a word or phrase is an abbreviation. However, we need to be aware that there are two different types of abbreviations, acronyms and initialisms.
An initialism, as the name suggests, is a group of initial letters used as an abbreviation for a name or expression. For example, USA is an initialism of the United States of America. BBC is an initialism of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
An acronym is also made from the first letter or letters of a string of words, but the difference is that an acronym is pronounced like a word. For example, the abbreviation for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, should be pronounced NASA, not NASA.
So, it's one or the other. Nobody pronounces USA USA because it's an initialism.
And we should not pronounce the acronym AIDS, A-I-D-S. It should be AIDS.
That's right. It should be pronounced like a word because it's an acronym. AIDS, by the way, stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Four pretty big words. Good thing we have acronyms.
我们今天来讨论 abbreviation 缩写。 英文的缩写大致上可以分两种，一个是 initialism，一个是 acronym。 initialism 是首字母缩写，也就是由一个名称的每一个字的第一个字母所组成的缩写，像 United States of America 的缩写是 USA， 而 acronym 是投字语，投字语也是由几个字的第一个字母组成，但 acronym 跟 initialism 最大的差别是 acronym 是要当作一个英文单字读出来，而不是每个字母分开来念，像美国的太空总署叫做 NASA 而不是 NASA， 同样的艾滋病要读 AIDS 而不是 AIDS， 因为 AIDS 是个投字语。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Interesting, guys. I like that. Initialisms or acronyms. Very many different kinds of abbreviations. Hey, Rebecca, I thought of another one.
Yes.
What about the phrase as soon as possible when you say it abbreviated? Is it an initialism or an acronym?
Let me think. It's an initialism. No. It's an acronym. No, it's an initialism.
Okay. No, Rebecca, it's a trick question.
Okay.
Some people say ASAP. I've heard others say ASAP. Well, friends, it's fun to learn about these kinds of things. But back to our lesson, we're learning about ICSID. And we see another set of letters here, the World Design Capital, WDC. Now that is an initialism.
And we also see that the project honors metropolitan areas that have used design effectively. Well, friends, we still have more to learn, so make sure you stay.
Hello, we are learning about the International Council of Societies of Industrial Design today.
Gabe, just say ICSID.
ICSID?
ICSID, yeah.
Why?
It's an acronym.
Okay, fine. The ICSID, which began the World Design Capital Program in 2000.
Gabe, you just have to say WDC.
WDC?
Initialism.
ICSID, WDC, enough with initialisms and acronyms, Rebecca.
Okay, that's fine. Then let's get back to SC.
SC?
Studio Classroom.
Oh, right. Here we go.
World Design Capital 2016, Taipei. A new world design city is selected to host the event every 2 years. In 2013, Taipei was chosen to be WDC's host city for 2016. Former ICSID president Sun In Lee explained why the city was chosen. Taipei is a city driven by design. We learned of Taipei's plan to focus on sustainability and the responsibility of preserving the environment for future generations. The balance between innovation and a respect for nature is what will allow Taipei to be recognized as a true design leader.
OK, 继续我们看 sustainability 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 sustain, S-U-S-T-A-I-N, 维持或支撑这个动词。后面加上 ability, 能力这个字。Sustainability 就是指持续性、维持力或者是永续性。例如 ,a good CEO should always have a sustainability mindset. 一个好的执行长应该一直要有永续性发展的思考模式。它的形容词是 sustainable, S-U-S-T-A-I-N-A-B-L-E, 意思是指可持续的。例如 ,the sustainable development of the company is our ultimate goal, 公司的永续经营是我们的终极目标。所以我们看 preserve 这个动词 ,P-R-E 这个字首有提早的意思 ,S-E-R-V 这个字根是指保留。所以 preserve 是指保存或保护。例如 ,the effort to preserve the culture of the natives proved to be worthwhile. 保存原住民文化的努力证明是值得的。或者是 children are taught in school about how to preserve natural resources. 孩子们在学校被教导如何保护天然资源。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, a new world design city is selected to host the event every 2 years. In 2013, Taipei was chosen to be WDC's host city for 2016. Yes, Gabe, you have something to say.
Well, I just think it's pretty cool. Okay, so this thing happens every 2 years.
Yeah.
And so I guess they'll decide 3 years in advance when your city is going to host this event. Well, we're learning here about the former president of ICSID now. Former president Soon In Lee explained why the city was chosen. Okay, so Taipei is a pretty cool city. And Rebecca, we're going to learn here about why it was chosen to be the design capital.
Yeah, let's learn about it right now.
Uh-huh.
We read, Taipei is a city driven by design. Now, I definitely would agree with that. I remember when I first came to Taipei and I saw Taipei 101. Amazing! An amazing building.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's designed quite interestingly.
You know what I think is really interesting about Taipei 101?
What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, first of all, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's the third tallest building in the world currently.
Mm-hmm.
It has the fastest elevator in the world.
Yeah.
And not just that, it's built to withstand earthquakes.
Now, that is true. So it was designed very well, right? Now, it also is quite interesting because it looks like a nice big tall shoot of bamboo.
Oh, well, does it really?
Yes, it does, although some of my friends didn't know that, and they thought it looked like those little takeout from Chinese restaurants in the United States.
Oh, yes, those!
Yeah, but no. But it is very interesting how it was designed. Well, friends, we do continue here. Taipei is a city driven by design. We learned of Taipei's plan to focus. A lot of dots here. Okay, so this was a longer sentence, and it was made shorter. Okay, the focus was on sustainability and the responsibility of preserving the environment for future generations. Okay, so this means that we want to protect the city. We want to make it good for our descendants, the future generations.
And that's definitely a very good thing to keep in mind. Well, continuing on, we read, the balance between innovation and a respect for nature is what will allow Taipei to be recognized as a true design leader. There are a couple of things that we'd like to discuss in this sentence, but first, let's take a look at this word, the balance between something and something else. What exactly are we talking about here?
Okay, this means there are two very important things, and sometimes we might focus more on one than the other. But we need to find a balance. We need to find a way to focus on both because they're both important.
Hmm.
So, innovation is important, and a respect for nature is also important. So we need to find a way to make both of those things important in our cities.
Ah, that's an excellent point. I've got a good example, though. You know, Gabe?
Yes, Rebecca?
I think it's very important to find a balance between work and play, meaning that it's good to work hard. I want to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've worked hard, it's good to play hard. It's good to have fun, to relax.
Rebecca, I got to show you something here.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what I wrote down. You got to find a balance between work and play.
Oh, no, you said no.
Work and family.
Work and family.
That's also important.
Actually, that's very important.
Yeah, because some people spend too much time thinking about work and they work overtime and they don't spend a lot of time with their families. You got to find a balance between family and your career.
And sometimes people work so hard that they never do anything for themselves.
Jaya.
They never go out and have fun, relax, unwind.
That's true.
Yes.
And that reminds me,
yes,
you need to find a balance between the fun things in your life and the serious things, right? So you should work. It's good to work, but it's also good to take a break. Go on a vacation sometimes.
Ah, that sounds wonderful, a vacation. Well, anyway, in our lesson, we're talking about the balance between innovation and a respect for nature is what will allow Taipei to be recognized as a true design leader. And this word recognized is definitely a very important word to discuss.
We recognize this phrase as one that is very important.
Yes, indeed.
So, for example, I love music. Everybody loves music, right? Well, let me tell you about the Beatles. The Beatles are recognized as one of the greatest bands of all time. Everyone knows that.
That is such a good example. Well, here you go, Gabe. Mount Everest is recognized as a natural wonder of the world.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, we see here that Taipei is recognized as a true design leader. So it's leading us to realize what true design is all about and to appreciate good designs. Well, friends, I think it's time for something different right now. It's time for something funny.
A review skit.
Seriously, here, let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our TV show.
We are here at the Expo Center to cover the 2016 World Design Capital.
That's right. The ICSID promotes industrial design as the answer to many urban problems.
Right. What's ICSID? The International Council of Societies of Industrial Design. Did you know that more than 50% of the world's people now live in urban areas?
That is around 3.5 billion people, which is a lot.
It is. ICSID honors metropolitan areas that have used design effectively to improve the social, cultural,
and economic life of their residents. And Taipei was chosen to be the host city for 2016.
Why Taipei? Because Taipei is a city driven by design and focused on sustainability.
And that leads to preserving the environment for future generations.
Correct. The balance between innovation and a respect for nature is what allowed Taipei to be recognized as a true design leader.
Let's look around and find out more.
Great idea. We will be right back with more news from the World Design Capital 2016.
I mean, you know, it's really cool that Taipei is the World Design Capital. I think it needs a slogan.
A slogan?
Yeah.
What's a slogan? What kind of slogan, Gabe?
Rebecca, you're going to find out next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
So we'll see you then.